I just want to read the scripture to let you. Now listen to this. Now listen to what it says here in Ephesians 2:8. You know it, well, I could quote it. Ephesians 2:8. It says, what? For by grace are you what?
Saved.
Notice what he said. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. I'm going to read it again. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself, but it's a gift of God. Amen. All right. Hebrew, don't move because I'm just setting this up. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 3. See, this is why you understand it. Hebrew 11, chapter 3. I mean, 11, verse 3. 11 and 3. You got it? He said, through faith we what? What is it? Through faith we understand that the world was what? Framed how? By the word of God. Huh? So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And then Genesis 1:1, we all know that. And what does it say? In the beginning, God did what? God created the heaven and the earth, right? How did he do it? Verse 3 says what? And God said. And God said. How did he do it? God did it with words. God used his faith. And what did he say? For by grace are you saved through faith that's not of yourself, but what? Gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Other word, this is what he said. Let me give you one more. Mark 11 and 12. You can turn there. And then we come into Ephesians because we're going to talk about our freedom. The 11th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Let me get there myself. It says in the 11th chapter and the 12th verse. It says, On the morrow, when they were come unto Bethany, he was what? Hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came to it, happily that he might find anything thereon. And when he were come to it, he found what? Nothing but leaves. For the times of the fig were not yet. Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciple heard it. Look at verse 20. On the morrow, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree what? From the root. And verse 21, Peter calling to remember said unto them, Master, the fig tree, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Really, he didn't curse it, he just spoke it in. Just spoke the end of it. Really, that's what he did. What did he say? No man eat fruit from you hereafter. He just spoke it in. Spoke the trees in. And then notice what Peter said. Master, behold, the fig tree without curses is withered away. Look what Jesus said in verse 22. And he answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Do what?
Have faith in God.
The little Greek said, have the faith of God. Another way of saying it, to make it even, this is what he said. He said, when Peter said, this tree is dried up from the root. This tree is withered away, rather. You know what Jesus said? Have faith like that. He said, have faith like that. That's what, and then he went on to verse 23, for whosoever. He didn't say you, Peter, James, and John, and a few of the rest of the guys, y'all can have that faith, but the rest of them can't. He said, whosoever. You sitting in that chair, you can have faith like that. Because what? He gave you his own faith. You have a measure of that same faith that Jesus used. Now take your faith and do that. Speak the end to some things that's going on. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Instead of allowing them to continue, because see, you've been redeemed. That's why we're going to Ephesians chapter 1. Because when you see how completely free you are, you say, why have I been putting up with this? Then I'm going to show you why it takes so much time, some people so much time and others, to get these truths inside of them. See, I preach this. If that's all I do, it won't work for me. I got to do the same thing you do. I got to take it. I got to open up my heart, open the door, let in my heart. And you listen. See, if people will indicate and leave you with the thought and thinking, just because they call me Reb, I got more access in God than you have. Not at all at all. You have just as much right to your Heavenly Father that I do. I have just as much right to the Father God as you. Just because people put titles on people, we think they're more high up, that more light you have, more responsibility you have. Of course you know that. But what I'm talking about, you have just as much right to the name of Jesus. It'll work for you just like it will for me. But you're thinking about all the faults that you got and all the stuff that had nothing to do with it. Have you been born again? Are y'all hearing me tonight? Have you been washed in the blood? That's why he got the word repent in there. Leave that stuff alone. They ain't doing you no good. And come on, do this and take hold to this that would do you some good. See, the devil have you doing all that stuff. You know, I just the way I am. No. You just need to get delivered from that. I'm just a mean person. No, you're not. You're born again, you're not. That's just the way my dad is. We just got that kind of temper. No, you just need to get delivered, that's all. Amen. You're born again, you become a brand new creature. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen.